Maseches Challah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Elu Chayavim B'Maisers U'Ptum Nachal. This list are things that are obligated in Maiser, yet they're putter, they're exempt from taking challah off of dough that's made from them. Ha'eres, rice, v'adechen, and millet, v'apragim, and poppy, v'apshimshimin, and sesame seeds, v'akitnias, and beans. All these things, they're chayav and maiser, like any other produce. However, they're exempt from challah because they're not from the five grains. And also, pachas mechameshes revayim b'tvua. Even with tvua, with grain, from these five grains, but if you have less than the volume necessary, which is five revayim, five quarters, that's five quarter kav, which is also known as one and a quarter kav, less than that volume, even if it's of these five grains, is going to be exempt from challah, yet it's still obligated in maaser. The Mishnah lists other specific types of baked goods, hasavganim. The Rav has two opinions what sofganim are. Either they are a very sponge-like bread or a thin wafer. So this is going to be a list of specific types of breads that are exempt from challah. So these sofganim, either sponge-like bread or these wafers. V'adivshanim, the Rav again has two different translations. Either it was a batter that was fried in honey, or it was just honey that was mixed into the dough itself. The ha'iskritin, this is wafers that are made from a very thin batter. The chalas hamasris, and a pan loaf bread that was made by pouring hot water over the pan. So in all these cases, it's not a regular dough that's baked in a regular fashion. So they're all exempt from challah. And the Mishnah ends off also with v'hameduma. And meduma, which is a mixture of chulin and truma flour in this bread, and the meduma is treated as truma, that's the halacha, and truma is exempt from challah. So all these things are patur min challah. Some of them because they don't have bread-like consistency or baked that way, and the meduma because it's treated as truma because of the truma mixed in, and truma is exempt from challah. Mishnah, hey, isa shetchilasa sevganim v'seifa sevganim. If you have a dough that was originally made like sufganim and it ended off like sufganim. Sufganim were mentioned in the last Mishnah. Either it was the sponge-like bread that has a very loose batter, or it was the wafers, these thin wafers. So it was originally made in a loose batter, and it was actually finished process that it was fried or it was cooked with a lot of water in it, one of these two different processes. Either way, from the beginning to end, it did not have any resemblance to regular bread. So it's patur min challah. It's exempt from challah, like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that sufganim are exempt from challah. However, if tchilas and isa, v'seif and sufganim, if it started off as regular isa, regular dough, it was a thick regular dough, and then at the end of the process, he turned it into sufganim. He baked it with a lot of water, or he fried it into wafers, or it's the reverse. Tchilas and sufganim, he originally made a very loose batter, not a full dough. But then at the end, he baked it without water and he turned it into a thicker bread-like consistency. So in these cases, since at one point in time, either the beginning or end, it resembled bread, then chayavas b'challah, it is going to be obligated in challah. And Mishnah lists one other thing, v'chein ha-kenuvkais chayavas. Also, kenuvkais are obligated in challah. Kenuvkais, they would take bread and grind it up and make a baby food out of it. And since even though the baby food does not have the consistency like bread, once it's ground up, they probably mixed it with water. Once it was ground up, it didn't have bread-like consistency, but since it originated from regular bread, it is obligated in challah.